Are you ready for the quantum age?
Humanity's next step in evolution?
Dream Vision 7 Radio Network invites you to the extraordinary platform of evolutionary voices for the quantum age.
Let's explore. Learn more about this upcoming age where we bridge science with spirituality.
Where potentiality meets reality.
Where we take compassion into action.
Our trailblazers and visionaries will ask the whys, the what ifs, while igniting continuous possibility.
Come along with us into an age beyond what we know today, where we can grow together in unity consciousness.
Experience evolutionary voices for the quantum age, Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. Eastern on DreamVision7Radio.com.
Welcome to Radical Transformational Leadership with Dr. Monica Sharma. Heard every other Tuesday at 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. Eastern Time, and every Saturday, 6 a.m. Eastern. This is a Dream Vision 7 Radio Network production on the Evolutionary Voices for the Quantum Age platform. To learn more, go to DreamVision7Radio.com. The survival and future of humanity and civilization depends on the framework Monica Sharma outlines in Radical Transformational Leadership. It is my sincere hope that anyone who wants to participate in healing our wounded planet will read this book and follow its principles. Anyone who doubts that the changes needed to lift our world beyond the chaos of today's deep problems and political chest thumping need look no further than this book, the new field she describes as radical systems and cultural transformation, constitutes a kind of invisible renaissance emerging around the world of understanding the entwined inner and outer nature of genuine systemic change. I invite you into this most powerful show with Dr. Monica Sharma.
Thank you so much, Deborah, again, for introducing this work, for valuing this work, for introducing me, because I think radical transformational leadership is responding to the need of our hour today. Thanks. Today we are going to talk about what does radical transformational leadership imply? And we are being joined by a guest speaker, Gulan Kripalani, and I'm sure you will be inspired by what she's done, just as I have been. And we will focus on how do we generate new narratives for a new humanity? Because it's our narratives that keep societal issues the way they are. It's what we say about them, what we see in them, and we will learn to be able to look deeper and differently. If we want to do that, it's an invitation. So you're going to be invited today to see what we want to say. So when I say see, it means, can I see what's invisible? Can I interpret things from a worldview that works for everyone? Because our lenses, the way in which we see things, color what we see. And in order to generate new narratives, we need to take off our blinders, you know, the way in which we've always seen things, the way in which society has taught us to say things, the way our culture just educates us to see things in a particular way. And, I mean, you know, we've all read that book, or many of us have read that book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and it talks about how two fathers interpret the same phenomena to their sons. And when we open up our compassionate hearts and our radical minds, so it's not just heart, it's also our mind, that we can actually see the emerging icons that are shifting the paradigm. Because we can't even see, we don't even notice that, because we are so stuck in our own frameworks, in the way in which we've been taught through different ideological frames to see what's happening. You know, we must distinguish the ways in which stories are currently told from the narrative that will generate paradigm shifts. So narratives are those that are the stories that come out of our interpretations. And when we open our hearts, and when we can rest and be anchored in universal values, we will see the same things differently. Because when I deeply care about dignity for everyone, then when actions are not in congruence with dignity, I can see it. When I care about somebody, or I value somebody, let's say, and that person's actions are not congruent with dignity, I'm able to inquire and see it, not as a judgment, but as discernment. So judgment is calling a person right or wrong. Judgment is judging the person. Discernment is a very profound ability that goes hand in hand with how we see things. It's about being able to still our chattering mind, open our hearts, and see that phenomena for what it is. And when I see that phenomena, I continue to respect that individual irrespective of what I see. I am able to accord a sense of dignity because as a human being, there's no perfect human being. And there are actions that may not be in congruence with what's fair, what is dignity for everyone. And I call out those actions. It's not that I remain silent, but I do so not with hatred. I do so not to polarize opinions, my point of view or someone else's point of view. I call out those actions not to gain attention for myself and not to be able to be holier than thou, be self-righteous. No, I call out those actions because I see something that's incongruent with systems and norms that work for people. So I need to be able to see differently if I want to be able to have new narratives. Because if I can't even see them, I'm going to find different explanations. I'm going to be attached to my opinion. And this is for everybody. As citizens or as people, we have a crucial role in transforming narratives that maintain disempowering status quo. Do we really know the difference, for example, between information that promotes consumerism from information that promotes our well-being and the well-being of our family members, of members of society, and the well-being of our earth? And today you will hear from Gulan Kripalani, who has spent many years generating what we call responsible media and advertising actions. Because responsible media, responsible advertising is crucial. Because they are narratives. They have assumptions under what they say. And as human beings, we must be able to know when responsible media is talking about well-being for all. And, you know, I asked this question to someone. I said, but how do we as citizens know? And so the answer is not that complex. It's actually very simple. First, I need to embody the values I say I stand for. It needs to be who I'm being. I need to be able to activate my pattern mind. And when the dots don't connect, I know something is missing. The dots need to connect. Not the rhetoric, not the propaganda. So yes, as citizens, we can support responsible media and advertising, which is critical for a thriving humanity and planet. You know, we will share, Gulen will share, I will share after our break, how filmmakers, musicians, singers, media professionals used the template of conscious full spectrum responses. See, we often think that media professionals and musicians, I mean, they are about creativity only, right? But creativity is based on values. We know of singers who have been able to capture the moment in a way that a new narrative is unleashed. Many of us love the songs like Imagine, And it's because it speaks to us. And it's because we can visualize through those songs a new future. Song, theater, art, creative writing, all of this is so important for the new narrative. As citizens, we too create new narratives. And are we willing, really, to change these? Are we willing to explore common transformative approaches so that people from different walks of life can actually shape these new narratives? So you will ask me, what's a new narrative? So a narrative about poverty, let's say, and I'll speak about the U.S. and India. So what do we say when people are poor? So a lot of people say that, you know, in a land of great opportunity, the poor are poor because they are lazy. And that's a narrative that I have heard in the U.S. And then I go to India, and I hear another narrative. And the narrative says, you know what? The last lives, the karma, the people are poor because of their karma. And we are rich because of our karma. So then we have narratives that actually maintain status quo. In a world of abundance, because we have enough resources to meet everyone's basic needs. We have enough resources and technology to be able to unfold everyone's creative potential. And yet, 2 billion people barely eke out an existence. And so there's something missing, right? So poverty is not a root cause of anything. Poverty is the consequence of systems, norms, and structural defects in a world of plenty, fractured structures. So it's the consequence of that. So if I can't see that, I will unleash narratives like, the poor are poor in India because of their karma, or they are lazy. So it requires me to open my compassionate heart to see poverty from a different lens, to be able to see the structures and systems that create this. And it's not just poverty. It's also about all the other isms that we have a lot of narratives on. Narratives about race and racism, caste and casteism, about classism, which is about poverty, about fundamentalism, religious fundamentalism, which is more about religiosity than it is about the beauty of love that underpins every religion. So it's not about its values. So then it becomes fundamentalism or ageism or materialism. It doesn't matter. It's all the same kind of thinking. It's narratives that keep those isms in place. And if I want to break those isms, I need to be able to source a totally different place. And once upon a time, you and I, as listeners, and me as sharing these thoughts, and then Gulen as joining us, you would say maybe it's our theory. No, it's the science that we know today, and its application. We know through the work of people like Daniel Goleman, that sense of self, self-worth, self-esteem, is vital to human beings worldwide, which is the basis of dignity, which is the basis of respect, irrespective of their actions, their beliefs. And it's not just Daniel Goleman. There are so many others who've been with this, as also our knowing of fairness and the fact that even other mammals act in fairness, not just humans. So we know this. We know about the compassionate heart. And we know that this heart, we know cells and neurons, they are wired in our whole body. We know that innately in our higher consciousness, there is a connection with all beings, our oneness that mystic poets have written about, that people who've worked with other people have written about. So it's science. When I can open up that space as a musician, a theater artist, a writer, I am able to generate new narratives. And when, as a citizen, I open up those spaces, I see things that I can create new narratives from. I see them. I see them from an authentic, clear, pristine eye, and not encumbered with my hang-ups and my opinions and my ideology. I'm able to be that. I'm able to still myself. So this is an invitation to you today, and we hope that you are able to look at the emerging icons, the new superheroes who are emerging. And who are these superheroes? You know, when you look at the superheroes of today, let's take the ones that we all love to see and the kids love to see. They are usually people who are good, and they're usually people who attack evil. And the end of the film usually, and the story is, that good conquers evil. And somehow we know deep down that works. Such a superhero is born at a time where we go rescue people, save people. In a time perhaps where complexity was less known or perhaps different. But today's superheroes are those that can see these invisible patterns of exploitation, are able to generate new forms of being, new characters that inspire our young. The new superheroes know about the finance system, and they know how they can reshape it based on universal values. New superheroes are principled game changers. They change the game. They don't just rescue people from the same old game. So I think that we have a huge responsibility to shape this new superhero through our narrative, through our films, through our scripts. And you will hear more about the efforts that many of us are making, that Gulen is making, efforts that have created change. When we addressed stigma and discrimination in our HIV/AIDS program, it was based on universal values. And it was based on discernment, which is beyond judgment. It was based on inquiry, so that we inquired into different things. So this work is about that inquiry, looking at what can shift because of our narratives. And you and I can shape that very, very specifically. So for example, having deeper conversations with people every day about what they are doing and being able to connect their actions to outcomes. You know, what is the consequence of that action and impact changes the way they are making change. Because too often, we don't examine those. And I remember Gulen, who you will meet after the break, saying, question all answers. Because our answers are born out of a particular way of thinking, a particular education at a point in time. And surely we are dynamic human beings. Surely we are creative. And creativity is about unleashing our potential, other people's potential, in new ways. So we can, through our everyday conversations with people, inquire into actions and their connections with the systems and norms of today. Are those actions promoting status quo? Or are they challenging what's unworkable? Are those actions interpreted not as reactive, not as angry people, but as part of a mature, wise discernment and a compassionate heart of caring? So these are everyday conversations that can make a big difference. We've worked with artists and media transforming narratives and leadership. We've worked with people in social media. You know, when you listened to Khadija, we talked about that. How did we engage social media to be able to look at discrimination, to be able to transcend hatred, to be able to transcend the way in which we talk about anything filled with hatred and otherness, And it's not about just reframing the language. It's about generating a new worldview authentically. And from that authentic space, artists and media professionals have done things differently. Too often in the world that we are in today, we are told that artists, media professionals should always, be left alone, because the artist is creative and the media professional must always write facts from a neutral point of view. They have to also appeal to the audience. Whether I'm a creative artist or I'm a media professional, I need to somehow respond to the audience, and particularly the audience that we want our vote from, or the audience that we want to sell our products to. So basically, that's how we think, and that's the narrative about media and creative artists. They should do what they want, and they should write about what appeals. And so we condone hatred, and we condone language that's offensive. We promote the isms that are divisive in subtle ways, in very subtle ways. But our new learning is beautiful. What it says is that, of course, media professionals need to report facts. And of course, artists must be able to create out of their being, out of who they are, from their craft. But universal values of dignity and equity and compassion are an essential foundation for every human being to manifest their full potential. Media professionals are like you and me. They have egos too, and so do artists, and so do musicians. So they too can learn to unleash a different world. And that's what we've seen. And that's the exciting part about the potential of new superheroes being recognized, becoming mainstream in our movies today, in our studios today, in our writings today. So I invite you to join us after the break.
We live in a world battling for peace, threatened with violence and inequality being justified as both means and ends, sometimes disguised, packaged, and branded differently. This self-destructive worldview is dominated and backed by spurious arguments for leadership based on the idea of supremacy of race, religion, or culture, or of money. Monica's Counter, a perspective drawn from contemporary idiom, is based on experience and conviction. It shows that leadership can be shaped with equality, freedom, justice, and where means and ends are rooted in the transformatory power of human compassion, described in her award-winning book, Radical Transformational Leadership. Let's explore this transformatory power of human compassion together. Join us for the program with Dream Vision 7 Radio Network twice a month on Tuesdays at 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. Eastern, and every Saturday at 6 a.m. Eastern. Share this information widely. Enroll people who want to make a difference. Dream Vision 7 Radio Network hosts many programs that unite humanity, sourcing our love. Are you satisfied with the world as it is today? If you're not satisfied, join us for a program to unleash your full potential with Dr. Monica Sharma, starting March 2019 in Oakland, California. It's open to all changemakers wanting to generate equitable and sustainable results for well-being. Contact 415-808-4465. That's 415-808-4465. Go to risetogetherbayarea.org/leadership. That's risetogetherbayarea.org/leadership. Everyone has the potential to be a leader, a person who creates a new future through actions in society, at home, and at work. In this program, you'll discover pathways for unleashing our human potential to create new futures through strategic action. Again, join us for a program to unleash your full potential with Dr. Monica Sharma in March 2019 in Oakland, California. Contact 415-808-4465. That's 415-808-4465. Go to risetogetherbayarea.org/leadership. That's risetogetherbayarea.org/leadership. We need new leadership capacities to face the challenges of today's world. To think differently, design strategically, and act on principles with accountability and generate results. These new capacities must be able to align principles, purpose, and practice to build a better world. Again, join us for a program to unleash your full potential with Dr. Monica Sharma in March 2019 in Oakland, California. Contact 415-808-4465. That's 415-808-4465. Go to risetogetherbayarea.org/leadership. That's risetogetherbayarea.org/leadership. Are you a game changer? Do you care about creating a vibrant future for humanity planet? If you care, you'll choose to engage in strategic action in order to transform the realities of today for generating a thriving planet. Find out how you can do this. Read the award-winning book, Radical Transformational Leadership, by Dr. Monica Sharma. This book is a systemic exploration of how to work with and transform the interlocking circumstances contributing to the complex problems we're facing. There's a chance of achieving a world that manifests peace, equity, and well-being for everyone. And this work offers the readers the creative ways and means of contributing to such a world-changing agenda.
It's wonderful to be back. This is Monica, and Gulan Kripalani will be joining us. Let me introduce Gulan to you. Gulan Kripalani is a development communications professional who set up the social communications division of one of India's largest advertising agencies. And she helps NGOs and development organizations to have access to professional and creative communication tools and media planning services. Gulan is also a filmmaker. She made India's first documentary film on domestic violence, which was broadcast on the government channel, reaching millions of people in India, and I expect outside too. She is actively involved in theater and films and uses innovative techniques to address issues of identity, gender, human rights, and communal harmony. Gulan trained to be a practitioner coach with us and with me, and she's been working with the transformational leadership process for about 15 years. She was a member of the team that I directed on HIV and AIDS in UNDP and worked globally with artists and media people in Africa, Arab states, Asia. And she currently works with NGOs, corporate organizations, educational institutions, filmmaking institutions, using this methodology to address a wide range of issues, including what she did before, what she cares about deeply, namely domestic violence, identity issues, sustainability, child rights, education and health, and the world of the corporate. Gulan, welcome.
Thank you, Monica. Such a pleasure.
You know, I think of you as a radical transformational leader. I'd love for you to share and inspire us all with the significant contributions you've made. What would you say that they are?
Well, Monica, in your introduction, I heard you mention the song Imagine. And I think across the world, those who have heard this song can't help but be inspired by the lyrics because they speak of a better world. And I think that I would say one of the main contributions has been to reach organizations and individuals across a very wide spectrum of societies around the world with the belief that the future can be different and that they can make the difference. So I think sometimes the idea that people can create the future is most challenging because we tend as human beings, I think, to plan the future and envision the future based on the past. So this belief that the new future is possible, that they can create it, that people can create it, along with the opening up of the space of inner values and commitment, has been really liberating for people. I think applying this methodology, the conscious full spectrum approach to a wide range of issues, from HIV and AIDS to domestic violence, child rights, communication, identity, sustainability. It's made it possible for ordinary people to think and design their work differently. And they are drawing on their own wisdom and designing for sustainable change for a better future. So to me, that is fundamentally the most important contribution.
Right, and that's what you've been fostering worldwide, Kulan, and now with so many sectors in India and globally, and you work still globally. You know, when you work like this, I'm sure you faced some challenges, Kulan, and as you face those challenges, in spite of those challenges, you've generated results. So can you share some of those for our listeners? Because it's not like it's a piece of cake, you know. It's not just easy to do. It's not hard to do. But it requires certain navigational skills, some abilities to look at challenges differently and deliver results. What would those be?
Well, I think, let me share a few examples of what I think have been the challenges and the breakthroughs, if you like, working through those challenges. So in the early 2000s, when we began our work, Monica, on HIV and AIDS, in many North African countries, there was complete silence and denial about the issue, about the fact that it existed in these countries and that people were suffering. Total silence. And I remember working with a group of artists and media professionals from some countries in Morocco, Djibouti, Tunisia, Algeria, using the transformational leadership methodology. And it was actually an extraordinary experience, because when we began, people were quiet, silent, they didn't want to talk about it, they didn't know how to handle this taboo subject being discussed, and so on. But once the work began with them, once we were able to really reach into their hearts and minds and tap into the values that they held, something broke open. It was like a dam bursting, I guess, because the very next day in the front page of one of the most popular newspapers in the region, there was an article about AIDS. There was an article saying that we need to talk about this issue. We need to start discussing and facing reality and not, you know, criminalizing and denying that it exists and discriminating against people. One of the radio professionals who attended the workshop started a live call-in program, saying, you know, please talk about it. Let's address it. So, you know, the silence had been broken. To me, that was a huge breakthrough. Similarly, in Samoa, which is a small island in the Pacific, we were addressing family violence. And again, there was so much silence, there was so much denial, and the whole issue was buried under the carpet and explained away as, oh, this is part of the culture, it happens. You know, the narrative was that, you know, family violence will always be there, and, you know, there's nothing much we can do about it. But when we worked with the whole spectrum of that community, that from church leaders to government to media to NGOs to community organizations and students, everyone found ways to address the issue where earlier there had been silence and kind of tacit acceptance. And the mindsets changed from it's a personal issue to it's a social problem, and we can all do something to make a difference. So the narrative changed, you know. It was no longer accepted and explained away as, oh, part of culture. And recently I've been working with some top corporate and business organizations in India on environmental and sustainability issues. And they too, this process has opened up new ways for them to look at how they can make a difference in the programs and change from business as usual. They feel there is a choice now. They can do it differently and they can build a different future. So these are some of the examples I can think of.
Yeah, thank you, Gulan. And you know, you've been highlighting the challenges that when we face when we start working to shift patterns that are exclusionary or discriminating or blind to the reality today. And you took some examples. You know, and I know you've shifted the way people think and the norms and patterns. We did that together and with a lot of people. But I wanted you to highlight those. Would you like to talk about some of these shifts in a way that our listeners can really walk our journeys with us?
Sure. I think the power of this process that you have designed, Monica, and that you practice and that you've taught us is that it shifts norms and patterns of thinking and behavior. And I like to call it from the shift as from now to new, you know. Mm-hmm. So, for example, from silence, judgment and denial around violence and HIV to the new, which is openly addressing the issue, creating a climate of acceptance, inclusion, and empathy. So the breakthroughs happen internally within people and externally in the way they do their work. People making films about people living with HIV, changing the norm from stigma to acceptance, from discrimination to compassionate action. This is the shift. This is the real shifting of patterns and norms. Same with violence, like I said, domestic violence, from accepting it as a cultural norm to understanding how it's against basic human rights and the damage it causes within families and societies, and taking action. Again, you know, I was mentioning about the people that I'm working with, have been working with recently in the corporate sector, and I've been very privileged to work with a large group of business houses, including manufacturing industries, mining companies, steel manufacturers, cement manufacturers, electronic software companies, gas processing organizations. And they've been working on issues of sustainability and how they have to report on their sustainability, programs. And earlier, I think most of the time they were looking at it as a kind of compliance. You know, they have to report, and it was mostly like a tick box approach. Today, I see a shift. I see that there is an understanding of the importance of personal accountability, of designing their work to change systems that damage environment, not to paper over it, but thinking, how do we create alternative systems to protect it? So one of the manufacturing companies, for example, was working on making one of their plants carbon neutral. And after they went through this conscious full spectrum process, they're looking at a more holistic approach. They know that just creating technical solutions is not going to be enough. And they are now working from the space of universal values, thinking about, as an organization, how can they respond to climate change as a whole? And this change from just compliance to genuine caring for communities and the environment and the human rights of people is a huge shift. It's transforming how people can do business, and I think it has the potential to transform the world. And recently, again, I've been working with some senior architects and designers who want to create habitats that are environmentally sustainable and are built responsibly. And they want to build spaces that will create nurturing communities. But not just that, but also look at the rights and safety of the workers. And you know, Monica, that in India, the people who build the buildings have very little by way of safety norms that are followed. How can the building industry, the architects, the designers, work through this so we have an alternative system that is based on respect and dignity and justice? And how can we actually change the game from more and more and more to better and better and better? I think that whichever field one chooses to work in, the mindset, the human mindset is the same. And this process unlocks something very deep and profound in people, whether it's protecting the environment or changing one's perceptions about violence or writing a new script about a new superhero, like you said, or envisioning the future freed from the past, whether it's in among individuals or families or business houses. It unfolds something so profound, and people are able to source their universal values of empathy and justice and compassion and do their work based on that space. And because they do that, they can create alternative systems that are based on these values. So I think these are new game changers, really.
Right. And would you like, that's so inspiring, Gulan. And I know you also work with a group of young scriptwriters. You want to say a word about that?
Yes.
Before I ask you more about your own journey? Yes.
Sure. So we've just begun, and the longer process is going to take off very soon, but just begun working with students of screenwriting. They are students of screenwriting in a film institute where they teach people how to make cinema. And, you know, India produces more cinema possibly than anywhere else in the world. We create a huge number of feature films. And these young students are just starting out, and they're starting to think about how they can write new plots and new stories and new narratives about what's going on. And again, I find that when we work with them using this process, using the full spectrum approach, looking at how can they base their work on the values, how can they write different narratives that are, you know, that are deeply empowering and deeply based on dignity of all, how they look at different kinds of characters and how they can look at the future in a different way. I feel they are the ones who can actually script the future. And if they are able to make that breakthrough, I think, you know, we will have a different version of what the world can be, because, you know, we are more shaped by cinema and the moving image than we like to admit, but we are so shaped by that by those new narratives, you know.
Absolutely. I feel that the new superheroes are going to emerge from these scripts that are going to shape the way people in society look at change. Thank you so much, Gulan. We are going to break for a short time, and both Gulan and I will join you after the break. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Are you a game changer? Do you care about creating a vibrant future for humanity planet? If you care, you'll choose to engage in strategic action in order to transform the realities of today for generating a thriving planet. Find out how you can do this. Read the award-winning book, Radical Transformational Leadership, by Dr. Monica Sharma. This book is a systemic exploration of how to work with and transform the interlocking circumstances contributing to the complex problems we're facing. There's a chance of achieving a world that manifests peace, equity, and well-being for everyone. And this work offers the readers the creative ways and means of contributing to such a world-changing agenda. We live in a world battling for peace, threatened with violence and inequality being justified as both means and ends, sometimes disguised, packaged, and branded differently. This self-destructive worldview is dominated and backed by spurious arguments for leadership based on the idea of supremacy of race, religion, or culture, or of money. Monica's counter, a perspective drawn from contemporary idiom, is based on experience and conviction. It shows that leadership can be shaped with equality, freedom, justice, and where means and ends are rooted in the transformatory power of human compassion, described in her award-winning book, Radical Transformational Leadership. Let's explore this transformatory power of human compassion together. Join us for the program with Dream Vision 7 Radio Network twice a month on Tuesdays at 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. Eastern, and every Saturday at 6 a.m. Eastern. Share this information widely. Enroll people who want to make a difference. Dream Vision 7 Radio Network hosts many programs that unite humanity, sourcing our love. Are you satisfied with the world as it is today? If you're not satisfied, join us for a program to unleash your full potential with Dr. Monica Sharma, starting March 2019 in Oakland, California. It's open to all changemakers wanting to generate equitable and sustainable results for well-being. Contact 415-808-4465. That's 415-808-4465. Go to risetogetherbayarea.org/leadership. That's risetogetherbayarea.org/leadership. Everyone has the potential to be a leader, a person who creates a new future through actions in society, at home, and at work. In this program, you'll discover pathways for unleashing our human potential to create new futures through strategic action. Again, join us for a program to unleash your full potential with Dr. Monica Sharma in March 2019 in Oakland, California. Contact 415-808-4465. That's 415-808-4465. Go to risetogetherbayarea.org/leadership. That's risetogetherbayarea.org/leadership. We need new leadership capacities to face the challenges of today's world. To think differently, design strategically, and act on principles with accountability and generate results. These new capacities must be able to align principles, purpose, and practice to build a better world. Again, join us for a program to unleash your full potential with Dr. Monica Sharma in March 2019 in Oakland, California. Contact 415-808-4465. That's 415-808-4465. Go to risetogetherbayarea.org/leadership. That's risetogetherbayarea.org/leadership.
It's great to be back. And this is Monica, and Gulan is here with us too. And I wanted to sort of summarize what we've been going through. Well, then let me begin by asking you, how has this work shaped the way you work today? And what does it do for you?
I really cannot tell you how much of a difference this work has made to the way I work and think. There are so many things that I can think of, but I can safely say that I've changed fundamentally, and I've learned to question my earlier assumptions more than anything. So, for example, I used to think that for progress to occur, some environmental degradation was inevitable. And now I know that it is possible to develop essential infrastructure and preserve the environment. It's a shift from more to better. I've also redefined what progress and development means. It's no longer just infrastructure. It now means the well-being of all, not mindless growth. It means not more of everything, but a better life that is not based on simply material wealth, but values of compassion and justice and equity. And I also now question all answers. I encourage my all participants in the work that I do, in the workshops that I conduct, to think and act critically and examine our personal and societal blind spots, and to critique the traditional norms and culture. Because unless we are able to do that, we cannot find alternatives or new ones, you know. So to me, cultural practices sometimes hamper change, and we need to recognize that. And we have to stop hiding behind that this is the way it's always been. Those practices that go against the human values of justice and empathy must be changed. And we have to preserve, of course, those aspects that are good and are worth preserving. And I guess more than anything, I now believe that change begins with me, and I alone can choose to walk the talk. And this way of thinking and doing has opened up many, many new possibilities to change the way I act, to be creative and innovative in whatever field I'm working in, whether it's using the methodology with different kinds of people to create sustainable change, or whether it's in my theater work or in my film work. How do we find new creative ways of finding solutions? It's been a very liberating process.
Thank you, Gulen. And, you know, let's start, you and I, Gulen, let's start summarizing some of the points that matter the most to us. So why don't you begin? What would you like the audience to the listeners to take away?
Well, one takeaway I certainly would say is that this conscious full spectrum approach of working, which is about grounding oneself and working from the space of values, universal values, making systemic changes and delivering results, the conscious full spectrum approach that you have designed and offered to the world, offers each of us a way out of feeling stuck and overwhelmed, because the problems can make us feel like these are too big for me to manage. It allows us to look inwards within ourselves, and it allows us to design our initiatives in a way that we can keep the big picture in mind and make strategic interventions that will have an impact.
Yes, and you know, Gulen, you're so right. And as I have been practicing myself, and we've gone around the world and used this in so many ways, what we find is that this connects some innate abilities in us, and it unfolds our full potential. It sources our inner capacities, our values. It activates our rational mind, our pattern mind that can see things, and it then shows us new pathways of what we can do differently. Because certainly, mm-hmm. if you do the same thing, we are not going to get different results.
Exactly.
Yeah, if that's the first, what would you like to say as a second point?
I think the second point I want to make is about integrity. To have harmony between what I say and what I do, in having consonance with everything that I do. So it allows me to understand the importance of standing in the space of my values. This process has transformed me, and I know that the personal is so deeply connected with transforming the planet. I cannot change anything outside unless I begin with myself. this has been a huge shift. A second point that I would.
Yeah, thank you, Glenn. You know, for us, for you and me, integrity is about being whole, and it's about being complete. And when I can connect these aspects of myself, which is I do what I say, and I'm able to think in a way that's congruent with my values, that I shape my strategy based on thinking that's congruent with my values. I create from that space, and mm-hmm. I walk my talk. And when I do that, and I speak up, and when I do all of that, and it's not too complex, it's about the same thing, I speak, I notice incongruence, and I make it congruent. I have the courage to create. I walk my talk. I do what I deeply care about, and I can see its connection. Then I'm aligned and attuned within, in harmony with myself. And that's mm-hmm. a very joyful space to be. It's not a burden. It's so light. And that's what you know, is beautiful. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah.
And anything else, Colin?
I think I just want to say that, you know, I've read your book, Monica, and I've had the privilege of working with you. And I, more than anything, I think that it offers us an approach and a process that shows us that a new, different, compassionate, equitable world is possible. And it shows us how. Your book and your work shows us how a better future, one that John Lennon wrote and sang about in Imagine, is possible.
Right. And you know, just as you acknowledge me, Glenn, thank you, let me acknowledge you too and others. This journey is a co-creative process. I have learned from you as much as you have learned from me. I have learned from everyone I work with that enhanced the way I see things, I live my life, and I create whatever I'm capable of creating. So that's exciting and adventure. Thank you.
Thank you, Monica.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.